Before we ventured into the mortuary, I wanted to learn more about the history of the post-mortem and how the process has changed over time. So I spoke to consultant histopathologist and president of the Royal College of Pathologists, Susie Lishman.
Well, for centuries, it wasn't allowed at all. It was against people's religion or against their cultural beliefs. Certainly, it wasn't seen as something that was desirable. Over the years, for example, postmortems have been used as part of the punishment that criminals have. So if they were executed, for example, perhaps their body would then be donated for dissection and for teaching purposes. So I think although the value of the postmortem was recognised, it wasn't something that anybody would volunteer to have done.
And when did the law change and people decide, well, it's pretty important to know why someone's died, we're going to make this part of that process?
In the last 100 years or so, it's become increasingly clear that postmortem examinations reveal a huge amount of information, and so they've become increasingly accepted. And at some points and in some places, it's become absolutely normal that if you die in a particular hospital or if you die following surgery, then it's standard practice that you have a postmortem examination.
Quite stigmatised though, isn't it? A lot of people are quite suspicious or concerned or worried by the prospect of a loved one having a postmortem. Is that because of its historical underpinnings?
I think the history of postmortems hasn't helped. So if postmortems were seen as a punishment or something that was only done to you when you had no say in it, then obviously people are going to be suspicious and not want to have it done. But I think there are quite a few misconceptions about postmortems. They're actually really just like, I've often referred to it as the final operation. So it's like having surgery in an operating theatre, except you haven't got all those machines trying to keep you alive. So it's completely respectful. The postmortem is done in a standardised way and people are treated with the dignity and respect that they deserve. And pathologists never forget that the person they're examining is somebody's loved one, someone's son, someone's father, someone's mother. And I think the public don't always appreciate that. And I think some of the media and perhaps horror films don't help at all because people see postmortems as something that's gory and bloody. But that's not reality at all.
Susie Lishman.